If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of viewpoints, water cooler knowledge, and inspirational stories from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at Make Smart Choices. Learn how to think clearly, beat information anxiety, improve decision-making skills, and solve problems faster. Written by Saum Bhathla, narrated by Russell Newton. Chapter 1. Why Most People Struggle with Decision-Making. Inability to make decisions is one of the principal reasons executives fail. Deficiency in decision-making ranks much higher than lack of specific knowledge or technical know-how. John C. Maxwell. In the brief introduction, you already learned how decision-making is all-pervasive and plays a vital role in creating an optimal life. In this section, we'll start with the fundamentals. Let's understand what decision-making really is, and then learn the key challenges in making decisions. What is decision-making? The Latin meaning of the word decision is to cut off. Making a decision is about cutting off choices, cutting off other courses of actions, and come out with a final choice among many. Decision-making is, in fact, a mental or cognitive process that results in the selection of a course of action among several alternative possibilities. It is a process of identifying and choosing the best alternative based on the values, preferences, and beliefs of the decision maker. Although the definition is straightforward, i.e., choosing one alternative out of many, but the hard reality comes in when there are multiple parameters to look at to reach an end objective, including the expectations of different stakeholders, uncertainties, uncontrollable events, etc., all of which require due consideration. The number of parameters and the degree of the stake involved in the decision-making process make any decision either a simple or a difficult one. The more complexity involved and the higher the stake, the harder it is to make a decision. Some people take a lot of time. Chapter 2. Why do you end up making bad choices? Stubborn and ardent clinging to one's opinion is the best proof of stupidity. Michel de Montaigne. Decision-making takes a lot out of us. We're nothing but a sum total of our beliefs and consistent thought patterns in our day-to-day lives as we portray any behavior or take different actions. Therefore, when confronted with choices, it's not only those concretely visible outside factors that make our job taxing, but our deeply rooted beliefs and consistent thought patterns often pose a much bigger challenge. These internal factors are not visible to anyone outside, yet they are hidden mental traps that often get in the way of making smart choices. In this section, we will get deeper inside our heads and understand the internal hidden traps that lead to ineffective decision-making. Researchers John Hammond, Ralph Keeney, and Howard Rifa describe this state in their article based on years of psychological research on various aspects of decision-making. Let's get started in learning the major hidden traps that affect the quality of our decisions. Anchoring trap. Often, we are influenced by the first information presented to us and give disproportionate weight to this option while considering many options presented later. No matter what comes to us first and is later followed by other choices, unconsciously our decisions are inevitably influenced by the first set of information. For example, how would you answer the two questions below? A. Is the population of Turkey greater than 35 million? B. What is your best estimate of... Chapter 3. Understand and improve your decision-maker archetype. Decision is the spark that ignites action. Until a decision is made, nothing happens. Decisions are the courageous facing of issues, knowing that if they are not faced, problems will remain forever unanswered. Wilford Peterson. We see all the time that a few people make decisions pretty fast, while most of the population seem to take ages when even choosing a casual outfit or a regular meal at a restaurant. Do you wonder why this happened? Is there some difference in the decision-making approach by these two sets of people? What is the key driver that fast-tracks the decision-making process, even in the face of complex choices? Barry Schwartz, an American psychologist, states that one of the most important elements that governs the decision-making approach of different people is the end objective, and that significantly affects the quality and pace of decision-making. Behind every decision of a decision-maker, there is some purpose or objective. Depending upon the end objective desired from any particular decision, there can be four categories of decision-makers. Let's understand each of them, and by the end of this chapter, you'll be in a position to identify what category you fall into. Here are the four categories of decision-makers on the criterion of the end objective. Maximizer. A maximizer is someone whose end objective is always to look out and opt for the best alternative. Therefore, such a person spends enough time to find as many alternatives as possible before making a decision. After thoroughly analyzing different alternatives on the basis of different parameters, he or she makes a decision and Chapter 4. Effective techniques to eradicate erroneous thinking. The confidence people have in their beliefs is not a measure of the quality of evidence, but of the coherence of the story the mind has managed to construct. Daniel Kahneman. Though we may think so, making a decision is not merely a rational and logical process of simply choosing between one out of a few options. Most often, you make decisions that have nothing to do with logic. Rather, they're carried out based on your own prejudices or biases about the situation, circumstances, or people around you. One such prevalent bias is confirmation bias, considered as the mother of all biases, and most people suffer from this prejudice. Under this bias, whenever you're presented with some new idea or thought, you simply try to find evidence that confirms your previous beliefs and negates all other information. The point is that the confirmation bias plagues your thinking in a way that becomes a myopic view. You look only for evidence that supports your pre-existing beliefs. One of the world's best-known skeptics and critical thinkers, Michael Shermer, author of The Believing Brain, has explored the reasoning of people who are stuck in their beliefs. He puts it bluntly, "We form our beliefs for a variety of subjective, personal, emotional, and psychological reasons in the context of environments created by family, friends, colleagues, culture, and society at large. After forming our beliefs, we then defend, justify, and rationalize them with a host of intellectual reasons, cogent arguments, and rational explanations. Beliefs come first, explanations." Chapter 5. Why you don't always need more information? The key to good decision-making is not knowledge, it is understanding. We're swimming in the former, we're desperately lacking in the latter. Malcolm Gladwell. A good decision requires an optimal amount of information. Too much information and you'll be trapped in paralysis by analysis and eventually end up failing to make any choice. On the other hand, too little information and you'll be stressed and anxious about your decision going wrong. Therefore, the important questions one needs to ponder about are, how much information do you really need before making a decision? What kind of information must you consider as necessary? And what information can be easily ignored as irrelevant? In this chapter, we'll discuss some of the best techniques to optimize your approach to gathering the most relevant information. Don't always decide in yes or no. Although doing so saves time and makes you sound more efficient in decision-making, you don't have to always make decisions in the form of yes or no. In fact, it is not advisable, in some cases, to make decisions in this way. Moreover, sometimes you want to say no, but the person asking is in a dominant position, and saying no could be dangerous. Let's try to understand this concept with the help of a few examples. Suppose your best friend asks you to accompany her to a movie over the weekend, and obviously you find it difficult to answer directly in yes or no. Saying yes to this option might require you to reschedule other pre-commitments, while on the other hand, refusing your friend will make you feel like you are sacrificing your desire for entertainment, and probably your best friend won't be very happy. She will. Chapter 6. A Proactive Smart Choice Approach Using Ancient Intelligence, AI. Nobody's life is ever all balanced. It's a conscious decision to choose your priorities every day. Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Some people erroneously think that decision-making is some inborn quality or something solely gifted to a select few. This chapter will help you bust this myth completely, since you will learn the elements of effective decision-making. By the end of this chapter, you'll understand that everyone is capable of making better decisions. There are a few essential elements of decision-making which, if understood well and then implemented in day-to-day choices, will empower you to make better and more effective decisions. Once you are aware of these key elements, you'll find that you start to make better decisions. These key elements of effective decision are listed below. Effective decision-making is focused on what is important to you. It is logical and consistent, because it's based on certain preset principles. It is holistic and takes into account subjective and objective factors related to any problem. It also blends analytical thinking with the intuitive approach. It encourages gathering as much relevant information, but not too much as necessary, to form an opinion about a situation. If you try to analyze any of your good decisions, you'll realize that each such decision already contained these prescribed elements. Once you know these key elements of decision-making, the next step is to learn an approach or process that will ensure that all the choices you make ultimately contain all the elements of effective decision-making. Let's now discuss the decision-making process that will ensure that we make best decisions for ourselves. Chapter 7. How to Find Solutions Quickly Around You. Very often, when you change your perspective, you see things differently, make different decisions, and get different results. Brian Tracy. Not all decisions are equal. Some require extra diligence and care, because the consequence of mistakes can cost us dearly. When we face such decisions, we tend to get anxious. We think we might be missing something, or maybe we're not following the right sequence of steps. We start to think that our problem is unique and our life circumstances are peculiar, and therefore, no one else would be able to understand and guide us in the right direction. This is a blatant, irrational thought just popping up from anxious minds. Often, you can find the solution to your most pressing problem merely by just looking around in your surroundings. Let's look at some of the ways that will guide you towards instant solutions to our problems. Solution finders are givers. Unless you're planning to launch a rocket to a planet, please ignore Mars, because SpaceX founder Elon Musk has already indicated his plans to set up a human city there in the next few decades. Chances are that people have already found the solution to your problem. And here is the revolution. There's a common trait in people who have found solutions. Their journey goes like this. First, They deeply immerse themselves to find the solution to the problem in such a way that they become almost invisible to others, because all great solutions require an intensity of focus. But once they find the solution, they can't help but stop themselves from giving the solution back to the world. Buddha left the world in his quest to answer why there. Chapter 8. Four Simple Steps to Make Holistic Decisions. It is in the moments of decision that our destiny is shaped. Tony Robbins. How to make holistic decisions. Most people don't make decisions systematically. Rather, they do it in a haphazard manner. There could be many reasons for this random approach. Most of the time, people realize that they're short of time and need to make fast decisions. Although they might have limited knowledge or understanding about the situation, they presume they have all the information or have an "I figured it all out" overconfidence that prompts them to make decisions hastily. Sometimes, people are just lazy and don't want to put even a minimal effort into finding relevant information for making effective decisions. In some cases, they don't know how to get more information by asking the right set of questions, and therefore, they end up compromising with low-quality decision-making. Thus, most of the reasons for hasty, low-quality decisions generally can be put into a few categories like a shortage of time, lack of information, overconfidence, and a lack of clarity on the right set of information required. To address all of the above concerns, in this chapter, we'll discuss one holistic decision-making method, famously known as the RAP method. As propounded by Chip and Dan Heath, academicians at Stanford University and Duke University's Case Center, respectively, this method is not some shortcut, quick-fix kind of formula. Rather, it is a holistic approach to make better decisions. The RAP approach addresses all the important aspects related to effective decision-making. The focus of the approach is to enable better decision-making. Chapter 9. How to Approach Your Future as Your Most Trusted Guide. If you work hard enough and assert yourself, and use your mind and imagination, you can shape the world to your desires. Malcolm Gladwell. The decisions of today define the trajectory of one's life and determine how the future will turn out tomorrow. Life is much like a game of golf. When you've taken a position to hit the ball with your club, you need to be extra cautious about the direction in addition to the amount of force you apply. Even if you hit the ball with the right force, a mere 2 degrees of deviation can land the ball a few hundred meters from the hole. The same principle applies to life decisions as well. Even a minor deviation or error in your decisions can have a major impact, taking your life in an altogether different direction. How minor errors can lead to a major disaster in life was proven by an accident that took hundreds of lives. In the late 1970s, a New Zealand airline used to fly from New Zealand for sightseeing over Antarctica and would return back in the evening of the same day. On one tragic day in November of 1979, a flight was carrying more than 200 passengers. Accidentally, the coordinates of the flight path were preset incorrectly by a mere 2 degrees one night before the next morning's flight, and unfortunately, the crew was not informed of it. The plane started out normally on its way to Antarctica, but instead of going in the right direction, it was rerouted in the path of a mountain. By the time the crew members realized the error, it was too late. They couldn't correct the route of the flight at the last moment, and all the passengers died in that tragic accident. The above example shows how future outcomes are. This has been Make Smart Choices. Learn how to think clearly, beat information anxiety, improve decision-making skills, and solve problems faster. Written by Saum Bothla. Narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by Saum Bothla. Production copyright by Saum Bothla. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com or Audible.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This has been the Voice Over Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.